Elabouge is on a spree. Spell it right, it's Jubilee. Men, you're cordially invited to join us for a little solid chamber music which will indubitably fry you, tie you, and dye you deep indigo. If you latch your auditory apparatus to the proper beam, you will indubitably be dug by the grooviest mess of talent that ever kicked a gut bucket through your APO. And here to flash the spot on the luminaries is your master of ceremonies, Mr. Meatball himself, Ernie Bubbles Whitman.
Indubitably, it's like the man said. He said we're going to whip the jive down your front and over your gunnel. The baton waver for the sash of that famous theater arranger, here he is, Frankie Carl. Well, what's the first cat out of the bag, Frankie?
Well, Ernie, when I was a wee child, my little mother used to rock me to sleep with a lovely Irish lullaby. She tucked me into my little crib, get her drums out of the closet, and play...
The 12th Street Rag. Hit it, Jack! Carl and Min. Once in a while, a combo comes along with a touch that's both reet and classic. We have six men here with us. Count them. Six who dish out the notes as lolly as a trolley. I refer to bass man John Kirby and his sextet. Thank you. At this point, we have the pleasure of introducing to you...
This is the place where... Are you the fellow that... who do you see if you want to... is there anybody here that would... skin me, Jackson.
Well, who are you?
I'm a general... Private Sad Sack.
I see. You're the fellow who wanted those pin-up pictures of the movie stars.
Yeah, you see, I want them because I'm crazy about the women. I love the girl. You see, I want them because I'm nuts about the beautiful... I got some extra thumbtacks.
Some extra thumbtacks. I suppose you wouldn't look at a picture of Lana Turner, would you?
Oh, no. I'm not. I told you, it's just that I got some extra... Lana...
Tell me, Zach. Haven't you any pictures of your own? Don't you have a girl?
Oh, yeah, but she's awful big and... Well, she weighs about 2 or 3. She's got a face that would stop a... Say, how'd we get off the subject of Lana Turner?
Lana Turner?
I mean, yes.
Your girl is not exactly a pin-up, I take it.
I wouldn't say that. Could I borrow a spike?
Oh, no, she couldn't be that big.
No?
No.
Couldn't she?
In fact, I heard your girl was a hep cat.
Oh, no, not a hep. Well, she might be a hep. Well, she could be a hep. Say, is there any such a thing as a hep hippopotamus?
No, I suppose you say that because she has big hips.
Oh, sure. I'll say she's got big hips. And you know what?
What?
She's got the biggest potamus you ever saw.
Well, thanks. Perhaps I can help you. Come back later and have you send up the pictures. From the sacred boards of Cafe Society, from the stages of the theaters he is currently touring, Jubilee has snatched the man who is known as the Melody Minstrel. Like the minstrels of old, he traveled around with his bag of folk songs. And here he is, Josh White. What will your first song be, Josh?
Well, Ernie, I'd like to do a song called I Want You and I Need You, but I'm all packed up to go.
Well, you sing it and we'll listen.
Got you covered. Now I want you and I need you, but I'm all packed up to go. Oh, but baby, if you love me, now you won't let me go. Now it's true love, yes, it's true love, and it never runs smooth, you know. But if your love is true love, now you won't let me go. If you don't say you love me, I'm gonna walk right out your door. But I hope that you'll stop me and let me hear you call me darling once more. 'Cause I love you, God knows I love you, and with all my heart and soul. Oh, but baby, if you love me, now you won't let me go. If you don't say you love me, I'm gonna walk right out your door. But I hope that you'll stop me and let me hear you call me darling once more. 'Cause I love you, God knows I love you, and with all my heart and soul. Oh, but stinker, if you love me, now you won't let me go. Now you won't let me go. Now you won't let me go.
Thank you, Josh White. That was super elegant. Time now for a blob of Mella. Here we're coming at you with some creamy and dreamy, which translated spells Phyllis Lynn singing and Frankie Carl giving her a vamp. On the count of three, it's I'm Gonna See My Baby.
When I get home on Victory Day, I'm gonna kiss my baby. I really miss my baby. I'm gonna kiss my baby and live and love the U.S. way. V-mail's all right when you just have something to say, but V-mail's not like when your arms around your honey and you're home to stay. So I'm gonna see my baby. I really missed my baby. I'm gonna kiss my baby when I get home on Victory Day. Baby, I've really missed my baby. I'm gonna kiss my baby when I get home on Victory Day. I'm gonna get back to the double track, see my friends down on the main stem, go by the joint and say hello to the boys, then grab my chick and say, hey, let's get lost when I get home on Victory Day.
Yes, indeedy, that was cut to fit the ear. Well, we're all hot stuff and grooving now. It really looks as if...
I beg your hiya, Gate.
Oh, hello, Sad Sack. I got those pin-up pictures for you.
Oh, thanks.
I have quite a number of them here. In fact, I'm going to give you your choice. Now, what sort of pictures do you prefer?
Well, I'd like some blonde or some brunette, something with a I'd like a blue-eyed. Let me have mostly women.
Yeah, but what kind of women?
Oh, I'd like a little luscious. You see, I'd like to have a big, you know, the kind of figure that sort of a nice pair of as long as she ain't got a beard.
Very well, now, Sack. I want you to warn you about something.
Oh, you don't have to. I know a lot about women. I'm very careful about did you see that training film, too?
No, I'm not referring to that. The thing is... Your girl might not understand you're having these pictures.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
No, they might lead to a fight, and you don't want to fight with your girl.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm a gentleman. I wouldn't fight. I never strike a little... And besides, she can lick me.
Well, but more than that, she might never speak to you again.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, you might lose her love just because of a bunch of pin-up pictures. You know, Sack... There's more to life than just plain sex.
There is?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, live and learn.
Well, there's romance, too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, there's a little difference between sex and romance.
Yeah, well, everybody knows that. And naturally, there's a... hooray for the difference.
Now, let me elaborate, Sack. Suppose you get a 3-day pass. You meet a beautiful girl on the first day of your 3-day pass. What do you do?
I don't know.
Well, what would any G.I. do?
Make a 3-day pass at her?
No, this is romance. You don't lay a hand on her. You spend all your pay on her, and when your 3-day pass is up, you still haven't kissed her. Brother, that spells love. L-O-V-E.
Yeah, love. A-W-O-L.
You apparently don't understand. Now, I'm going to illustrate the difference between sex and love.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to show you these pin-up pictures, and if you really love your girl, you won't be interested in them at all.
Oh, I love her all right. I mean, I'm not the least bit interested in pin-up. Pin-ups.
Well, here's the first one.
It doesn't interest me in the little.
Well, here's another.
Hey, isn't she kind of... Hasn't she got... look at...
And another. Well, Sack, it's a choice between your girl and these pictures. Are you a gentleman or a wolf?
Oh, I'm a gentleman. I'm a perfect...
Can't change a GI. Thank you, Mel Blanc. Thank you. Well, Josh Wise is up at bat. And this time he's going to belt you with some Australian jive. Josh, I was looking over your lyrics. Such a lot of strange words in that song you're going to sing. I don't know. Tell me about it.
Well, Ernie, they're not strange, really. You know, the people in Australia know that a jumbuck is a sheep.
Yeah.
A swagman is a tramp.
Uh-huh.
The billabong is a water hole.
Well, I hope all you Jacksons will dig the South Pacific pad of Josh White as he sings Waltzing Matilda.
Once a jolly swagman sat beside a billabong under the shade of a coolie bark tree, and he sang as he sat and rested while his billy boiled. You come a waltzing, Matilda, with me. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, you'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. And he sang as he sat and rested while his billy boiled. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Down come a jumbuck to drink beside the billabong. Up jumped the swagman and seized him with glee. And he sang as he stowed that jumbuck in his tucker bag. You come a waltzing, Matilda, with me. Down come the squatter, mounted on his thoroughbred. Down come the troopers, one, two, three. Where's that jolly jumbuck that you've got in your tucker bag? You come a-waltzing, Matilda, with me. Up jumped the swagman and plunged into the billabong. You'll never catch me alive, cried he. And his ghost may be heard as you ride beside the billabong. You'll come a-waltzing, Matilda, with me. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, you'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. And his ghost may be heard as you ride beside the billabong. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me.
Thank you. Thank you, Josh White. And so as the ever-loving jump down below the horizon, we leave the beautiful shores of Australia and latch on to some groovy gravy dished out by the man who cooks exclusively on the front burner. Frankie Carl spinning your yo-yo with Carla Boogie. Thank you. was swinging as it should be swung. Thank you for coming, Frankie Carl, and that goes for the boys and Phyllis Lynn.
Anytime, Ernie. Anytime at all. We really get a bang out of Jubilee.
Well, well, the time ticks have all gone down the drain. Before we wrap our taps and latch the hatch, here's a mellow memo to all you Jacksons who fly the Jubilee beam. We'll be back again next week to ladle out more of the same. Until then, this is Ernie. Don't hand me some skin. I've got too much now, Whitman. Saying from the bottom of my big fat heart, so long and good luck.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.